Joined on the line by Professor Cliona Ní Chealaigh, who's a consultant in infectious diseases at St James's Hospital in Dublin. Professor Ní Chealaigh, thank you very much for talking to us. It's very evident, we're seeing it now today, the dividend that can be gained from the rollout of the vaccination programme at this stage, pretty well completed among the most vulnerable.
It's wonderful, and actually my mum attends the day services in St Joseph's, and they are an absolutely wonderful facility, and I've seen how much she and my dad have missed that, so that was wonderful to hear, and thank you to the staff there. Yeah, it's just fantastic. We're really, you know, seeing that we're not seeing patients being admitted to hospital from nursing homes, we're not seeing our staff getting sick to the same degree that they were, and we can very clearly see the benefit of the vaccines, and it's a great feeling to be able to see that.
Now, of course, today, as we know, the Cabinet will be considering a revised vaccine programme presented to it by the HSE. We know about the restrictions around the use of AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson, but the message from the HSE and from the public health experts is we stick with this age-based system. Are they taking the right course, do you think?
I think they are. I mean, one of the most important things is the speed at which it happens. And it looks now with much greater supply of vaccine coming in a way, you know, if the difference is only a week or two between one group and another, the sequence becomes less important. And we're getting down into age groups in which, you know, a significant proportion of people in those age groups may also have had coexisting conditions, because people tend to get sicker as they get older. So we're really picking up those groups now. So, and it's much easier to do things on an age-based basis, as we've seen, because we don't have a unique patient identifier. We don't have the type of national IT to support a registry of disease. So I think the HSE's approach is sensible.
And some flexibility in the application of these vaccines, even though it's preferable, we're told, that the AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson are used in the over 50s. It's also been said that if nothing else is available for people under 50, it'll be administered to them.
Yeah, and I think that is fantastic, because we know that the risks of the severe clotting problems with AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson are very, that type of clot is very severe and can be life-threatening, but it occurs very, 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 very rarely. And I think giving people that option to weigh up their own risks and their own preferences and to decide whether they would prefer to go ahead and get AstraZeneca or Johnson & Johnson, or to wait and which risk they feel is bigger, I think that's a very sensible thing to do. And indeed myself, you know, if it was a choice between getting AstraZeneca now and waiting, a number of months to get a different type of vaccine, I probably would choose to get AstraZeneca now. So I think enabling that choice, if we have the system and the infrastructure to support that, is an excellent idea.
Well, no doubt we'll hear more on all of this once that Cabinet meeting concludes later this afternoon. But for now, Professor Cliona Ní Chealaigh, thank you very much for talking to us on the News at One.